Can everybody hear me now? Up a bit? Sure. Okay. Can everybody hear me now? Fantastic. I can't hear you, so those smart-ass comments, they don't work. So, hi everyone. My name is Paul Fenwick. I'm going to be talking to you about writing Facebook applications in Perl. Now, I actually want to start this talk off with a warning. Last night, I thought I had my talk in pretty good shape, and I made the mistake of walking down to the first floor of the USA apartments. And what I discovered there was some really, really cool people. One of those cool people was Selena, who I had not seen in ages and who had flown all the way across from America. And the other cool person who was speaking to her was Nat Talkington, who I hadn't seen in ages and had flown all the way across from New Zealand, which in hindsight didn't seem that far. And we had a fantastic discussion about what this talk should be about. And despite the fact that I've been presenting for almost a decade now, I didn't take my main piece of advice, which I give other people, which is don't change topics at 1 a.m. on the day that your talk is due. The other thing that I recommend people don't do is to show live examples. And I'm going to do both of those in this talk, so do wish me luck. Now, a little bit about this talk. It's actually very, very interesting. When we first started discussing this talk, there was a little bit of a question as to whether or not it should be included in the schedule. And that's because I'm talking about Facebook. Facebook isn't an open platform. And this here is really a talk about free software and a conference about free software. Now, what this is actually about is this is using free software for you to be able to access the cloud. Because Facebook represents a huge amount of information about your friends and colleagues and people who are silly enough to call themselves your friends that are living out there on the cloud. Now, the other thing is that this, for me, is a way of extending your exobrain. Now, by your exobrain, I mean all of that, you know, code and little cron jobs you have and other bits and pieces which go and do things which are outside your brain. So that when I need to get somebody's phone number, I can look that up from my phone and it runs off to Facebook and pulls their phone number out of that. Or when I need to find somebody's email address or what parties they're going to or all those other sorts of things, I can go off to Facebook and do that as well. Now, there are people out there working on actual exobrains. Thank you, Apple. But this is the sort of stuff where you use the command line or a web browser to access it. So this is talking about plugging the cloud into your exobrain. The other thing is that I'm going to be doing this mainly using Perl, because I'm very, very familiar with Perl, but you'll also see a fair amount of JavaScript as well, because there's lots of sort of application and presentation layer that's best done with JavaScript. Now, some of you may not have been aware, but there was something of a social networking war. There's been a whole lot of different websites out there that have been trying to do social networking. And the three ones which I used was Orkut, MySpace, and Facebook. And what a lot of people are sort of discovering now is that Facebook's been winning. And you might be wondering, why is Facebook winning the social networking war? Well, there is one overwhelming, compelling reason why they're winning the war. And that's this. The other networks become boring after a while because you have to, like, you know, interact with your friends or something. On Facebook, you can entirely ignore your friends and you can just faff around with applications all day. And they can spam your friends on your behalf. So that's why Facebook has been so successful, because of those applications. Why do I think that Facebook is so cool? Well, I think that it's so cool because of the API. Because they actually give people this huge, fantastic API that you can plug into so that you can write crappy things like Farmville or other applications. The other thing is that I'm going to be showing you a bunch of stuff here. I want to actually make it clear what my relationship is to Facebook. I'm definitely not a Facebook employee. In fact, I'm what you'd call a troublemaker. Because one of the things that I regularly do is I find security and privacy problems with their platform, and I then tend to publish them. Now, the ironic thing is that where I tend to publish them is on Facebook itself, where you are then exposed to those same problems. So facebook.com/followpaul, mainly look at the links section there. That contains things like the radio interviews and blog entries and other sort of stuff. So let's pretend that you want to become a Facebook developer. Well, to do this, it's pretty simple. If you want to become a Facebook developer, but you don't want to actually learn anything about code, you go to here. You go to developers.facebook.com. And that's essentially Facebook development for dummies. It's all cut and paste. You have a web page, you paste this code in, and something magically happens. It doesn't teach you anything about how to code. It's, in fact, all done on the presentation level. So that doesn't require any sort of code at all. It's all done in JavaScript. The way in which you actually learn how to code in Facebook is you go to here, which is wiki.developers.facebook.com. And that is this page, which is good old standard media wiki, and it contains all the information about all the different functions, mainly in JavaScript and PHP, but they translate very, very well to the other languages, because the other languages out there have pretty much taken that API and just translated it. If you actually want to start an application, then you go to here. There's three different places you have to learn about in order to start an application. Facebook.com/developers. And that there is an application for making applications. So what it looks like is this, and they'll usually have some sort of a publicity piece there about how wonderful they are. In this case, it's their commitment to open source software. And in the top right-hand corner, you'll see that I've circled set up new application. And that's how you actually create a new application in Facebook. You have to do this regardless of the type of application you're making, regardless of what language it's in, regardless of whether or not you'd actually call it an application. If you're just chucking up like a comment box on one of your web pages, you need to hit that button. What that button does, gives you a page that looks like this, saying what do you want to call your application name and do you agree to the terms of service? And in this case, nobody reads the terms of service. You actually have to hit agree there for that to work. And you need to fill in an application name. The application name can be anything you want. You can change it later on. Now, in this case, we're calling the application name unfriendly. Now, the idea of the application that I'm going to build is that it watches your friends and it sees when people unfriend you or when you unfriend them. And then it automatically posts something to your status stream to say that you're no longer friends with someone else. And then other people can comment on that. So this way, and it does this without actually asking your permission. And I'll talk about how you can do that later on. So you can actually own someone to the point where you can automatically run code that posts to their stream and spams their friends. So this is really a way to sort of, you know, cause relationship problems. Once you've made yourself an application, there's a few things that you should be aware of. You'll sort of be taken to this page here, and this is all of your settings. The top's your application name. You can change that as much as you want. There's an application ID, which is essentially every application has its own ID that sets up like a fan page. People can fan you and everything. There's an API key that you use all over the place, and there's a secret, which you can't see there because it's secret. And the secret is how you actually make API calls in the back end. You'll also notice down the bottom there, there's language. Language is my most hated box on this entire form. And the reason for that is because it supports three versions of English. Pirate, upside down, and United States. There is no Commonwealth English there. So for the moment, I've left that as default as English US, but I'm very, very tempted to switch it to Pirate and write all my applications in Piratese. Few things which you'll need to fill in if you're building an application. Down the left-hand side, there's a bunch of little tabs. There's one there called Canvas. If you are building any sort of application that uses HTML to show stuff to the user, so either on their profile page or on some sort of a web page, you need to fill in this Canvas stuff. And the Canvas stuff essentially says, when I go to that URL at the top, apps.facebook.com/antisocializing, what it actually does is it makes a call underneath to what I've given you down the bottom, the Canvas callback URL, which in this case is my particular domain, /fb/unfriendly, which is where I'm keeping all of my code. So it can look and feel like it's in Facebook, but it's actually calling something on my server underneath. So that's what I need if I'm going to have anything displaying with what's called the Facebook Chrome, which is all the stuff across the top, your little status bar across the bottom and everything. The other thing you'll notice here, render method iframe. You almost always want iframe because it makes everything disgustingly easy. The other thing is connect. If you actually want your Facebook URL or your Facebook application to do anything useful, you need to fill this in as well. And this says that whenever I'm seeing content from this site, I'm allowed to use Facebook markup language, which I'll talk about in a moment. So you need to fill that in as well. In this case, it's just the root of my domain. And it says anything underneath that is okay to be rendering Facebook markup language. Now, I mentioned before that we use iframe rendering. Essentially, what happens is when you look at the application in Facebook, It produces an iframe, an internal frame, and then it fetches your whole page from that website, hands it to Facebook, does a bunch of markup and everything, mixes in a whole bunch of different JavaScript, and then renders that. And what it means for you as a user is it's actually really, really easy to do stuff. So one thing that I did just the other week is that I added comments to my blog. And I did this without writing any code at all, because what I did is I used XFBML. Now, XFBML is X Facebook Markup Language. And it is a superset of XHTML. There is also FBJS, which is a superset of JavaScript for Facebook. So they take these standards and then they make them something more. They embrace an extent. The way in which you use X Facebook Markup Language is that when you use XHTML as before, and then when you're setting up your HTML namespaces, you say, I also inherit from this namespace here. And so that means it'll validate just fine in your XHTML validation tools, but you can do extra stuff. In order for that extra stuff to work, you need a feature loader, and I won't go too much into these details, which is basically a hunk of JavaScript which you include on your page, which allows it to detect these tags and make it work, and what's called a cross-domain receiver, which effectively means that Facebook can run JavaScript on your website. So it's effectively permission to do cross-site scripting. And I won't show you the details of that. Again, it's very, very small. So what does XFBML gives you is it gives you the ability to put widgets on your pages. Or because we're here in New Zealand, you can put widgets on your pages. So let's pretend that you want to render a comment box on one of your web pages. You can do that like this. Despite it being called XFBML, there are no such things as self-closing tags. Whereas FBML, there are self-closing tags. I don't get that. But that's how you can make a comment box. There's a whole bunch of options you can chuck in there if you want to, such as how big it should be and a unique ID and all these other sorts of things, but that lets you make a comment box. If you want to include somebody's name, you can do it like that, and you put in their user ID there. There's more information on the wiki. I'm just showing these now so when I get to examples later on, they won't be scary. So you can use that to mark up your external pages without writing any code at all, except for what I've shown you there. And that's what gives you a Connect site. So when people talk about Facebook Connect, that's essentially what it is. It's standard XHTML, which includes these extra bits of markup. To see an example of that, you can actually go to my blog, which is there. So that's doing Facebook stuff without actually writing any code. But what if you want to write a real application that, you know, uses the API, maybe does something, you know, a little bit fun or a little bit evil, something like that? Well, I'm going to show you how, but I'm going to admit right off a little bit of a dirty secret here. And that is for all of my examples that I'm going to show you, I've actually done them in HTML Mason. Now, some of you might remember Mason. It was a really awesome technology back last century, last millennium. It's not really an awesome technology now. But these days, you'd use something like Catalyst or Jiffy or those sorts of things, which are much, much nicer, particularly Jiffy, because Jiffy's got all of this JavaScript stuff happening everywhere. And you can just load more and more JavaScript in. It's awesome. But I'm going to be using Mason. It shouldn't be too scary. And I'm going to start off by showing you what my auto handler looks like. Auto handlers in Mason, whenever you render a page, it sticks the contents of the auto handler around that page. The important things which I've got here, and I know that looks like a big scary amount of code, is at the top, I've got a few little things which I've dropped in there. The request title, the request headers, essentially if I want to include extra headers, I can. And I'm loading up jQuery. I'm not showing you the component there, but I like jQuery. Down the bottom here, you'll see that I've said request comp goes to adder API key. Essentially, I've got one auto handler for all of my different applications, and they just pull out the API key and drop that in there. So any page that you have which is going to be rendering stuff for Facebook is going to include your API key. And the bit down the bottom says call next. That's actually what is running my code, displaying things to the user. Inside my unfriendly directory, I've got another auto handler, which simply defines what that API key is, which means that any page I then have inside that directory tree automatically has the API key filled in. I don't have to do any more work. So API calls, how do I actually do them? Well, from Perl, we use the www Facebook API module, which you can grab from CPAN. And it is absolutely freaking awesome. I love this module so much. This has given me a social life because I can go and find all the events that my friends are going to. And I'll show you some examples of that if I've got time. The way in which you make a connection to Facebook using the API is you do something like this. You say, I'm not a desktop application. We'll come to those in a moment. You fill in your API key, you fill in your secret, and that returns to you a session which is connected to Facebook, but it isn't associated with a user yet. It's associated with your application, but not a user. If it is associated with a user, I'll show you how to do that in a moment, you can then use it for things like this. Go and get a list of all of my friends. So let's take our example, which is the unfriendly application, and let's see how we can actually associate this with a user. Because there's no point in having an unfriendly application unless I know which users installed it. In Mason, we can define a number of arguments which are passed through to our application like this. So what happens is when your iframe gets rendered, it gets passed a whole swag of parameters, and I'll show those to you in a moment. The ones which I care about are this. It's my user, it's my session key, it's when my session expires, and that last one there is an auth token. The auth token is actually set when my user authorizes the application for the first time. And when that happens, I don't care. So the first thing I do is I say, if I've seen the auth token, I redirect them back to my application, because I'm not doing anything special on initial auth. The other thing which I'm going to do is, if I've been given a session, I'm going to do some calls to connect myself as that user. So up here I've said, I've got my if I've got a Facebook session key, I'm then going to fill in user ID, key, and expires. That effectively passes these back to Facebook and says, hey, I've got this information. It says, yes, you've got a valid session, and away we go. And there, I'm just getting the logged in user. If they're logged in, I get my friends. Otherwise, I get that login URL. Now, that login URL down the bottom allows me to say, hey, you haven't authorized my application yet. You should do so. So the first time a user visits your application, you're not authorized, you haven't authorized the application to do anything on your behalf. So that URL, which I've got down the bottom, says, I want to have the user authorize me. And then I can render some HTML. So if they're not logged in, I can say, welcome to Unfriendly, the new way to track who's unfriending whom. To get started, you need to connect to Facebook, and I plug in my login URL down there. Otherwise, I can say that they're logged in. So I'll show you what this actually looks like with a live demo. Don't ever do this if you're a presenter. It usually doesn't work. So if I... Oh, hello. So there we are. Welcome to Unfriendly, the new way to track who's unfriending whom. And you can see there, I've got a little thing called Get Started. Now, down the bottom here, you'll also notice I've got effectively a dump of all the parameters which have been passed. So I can see what's being passed into my application each time. If I click on Get Started, then that will take me to an authorization URL, which is from Facebook, which says allowing unfriendly access will let it access your profile information, photos, your friends' info, and other content that it requires to work. Which sounds really, really friendly. I'm going to show you a little bit later on what that actually gives you access to. It is absolutely frightening. But I'm going to say sure, because I wrote this. So allow. And then it redirects us back to the page for unfriendly. And you can see here I've got a whole bunch of extra stuff down the bottom. So you can see here that I've got extra stuff here. The important stuff is that I've got, what's that called? FB SIG added. That says that they've actually added my application. And you can see here I've already got permissions to do stuff. I've got the permission to automatically publish recent activity. So I can already do stuff with my user. And there's my session keys and other sorts of stuff down here. Please don't, like, you know, copy that down or anything, because you'll be able to impersonate my session. That would be bad. So, back to my page here. Excellent. Now, what I would like to do with my user is I would like to publish stream messages. So I want to be able to say the user has unfriended somebody else. I want to publish that to their stream, essentially to their wall, and print those messages out. Now, to do that, I need to get extended permissions. I want to be able to do this when the user's not even logged in, because somebody else might unfriend them. To do that, I use a little bit of FTML. So here I've said prompt permission, I want publish stream permission, and I want offline access. And I've written a little piece of code there called give me your soul. Now, don't write that if you're writing a real Facebook application. It tends to scare people off. Instead, what you do, if this will let me get there, is you write something like, where am I? There we go. You write something like, oh. Okay, this is why you never do these live demos, because there's supposed to be something there which says, let me reload. And it will go off, and it will render. Here we go. I don't know why it didn't work before, to be able to use, be able to publish unfriending events, we need some additional permissions. So it looks like a very, very innocent link. We click on that, and it says, allow unfriendly to publish posts or comments without prompting me. Which again, sounds very, very innocent. Posts will appear on your wall, in your friends' news feeds, and in applications like photos, videos, and notes. What that actually means is that you can have your application publish photos, videos, and notes. I'll say, sure, that's fine. And it says, allow unfriendly to remember me, so I do not have to reauthorize it. Again, that sounds really friendly. What it actually means is give it my soul. Allow it to do anything it wants, whenever it wants. And I say, sure, that's fine. And then this page should reload, and I should now have extended permissions. And you'll see down here, you'll see that I've said, I want to say blah. Now, there's an interesting little thing. Until I log out of Facebook, I'll still have this old session information down here. So I might actually log out of Facebook and log back in to show you the new session information. This is a known bug, which is a little bit of a pain. And let's go back to here, which hopefully will remember where I am. Hello, Firefox. You know who I am. Come on. Yes, that's my password. Good. I don't know what my password is. Firefox knows what my password is. So now I've got my page here, and I want to go to facebook.com. Oh, no, apps.facebook.com. And I called it anti-socializing. There we go. And you'll see here, extended permissions. And I've got status update, photo upload, video upload, offline access, create note, share item, and auto publish. In fact, that's gone off the edge of the page. If I scroll over, you can see it keeps on going. If I can find the little bar, there will be a scroll bar. Anyway, auto publish, blah, 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 blah. So I've actually got a whole bunch of permissions there. It's really quite scary how easy it is to pick up those permissions. And now I can actually do stuff. So at this point, you'll say, well, how does it find out my list of friends and do everything else? I know that I'm running out of time. So I'm simply going to tell you that to find your list of friends and do all those other cool things, now that we can publish stream messages, we've got extended permissions, it is a simple matter of code. So you just have to write the code that does all that cool stuff. But to demonstrate that it does actually allow me to do those permissions, up here I can say, man, just get me to that. Where am I? This is why you know the world. And I go there. That will publish that to my stream. And if I go to profile, you can see that it now says, from unfriendly, hello world. So it's actually publishing. Fabulous. Yes. That gets added automatically. So you don't have control over that. It means that your friends can go, no, I really don't like unfriendly, and they can block the application and never see it again. The other thing which I want to show you is desktop apps. Desktop apps I absolutely enjoy and absolutely adore. They are the most coolest, amazing thing ever. Because desktop applications, I'm very much a command line person, they're what gives me ExoBrain augmentation. Now, I know that I've got sticky. Effectively, what you need to do is you need to get an infinite session URL, which is the same thing which I showed you before with offline access. You essentially say, I want to get an infinite session URL so I can do this whenever I want. You do that by saying, I want to get the session, or you do that by asking for that, sending the user there, token comes back, you plug it in there, and then you do a bunch of code that I'm not going to walk through. The nice thing about having got a desktop application is you can then run FQL. You might be wondering, what's FQL? Well, it's kind of like SQL, but for Facebook. So instead of writing select this from a table, you say select this from my friends, and so on. One thing to be careful of with FQL, there are no placeholders. So if you've used DBI, you put question marks in your SQL queries, they get automatically quoted. So if you're very, very unlucky, you can be subject to FQL injection attacks. You don't want FQL injection attacks, they're bad. So at this point, I want to show you what I can do with desktop applications, and I'm going to use for this, I'll need a volunteer. Who wants to volunteer? You have to be my friend. Timo? Excellent. So Timo has just volunteered here. And Timo has just volunteered to be stalked. So, well, okay, so here I am. I'm in my little directory called Paul Book. And I've got my stalk. Now, it's Tim Lear, isn't it? Okay, cool. So I'll run that. And what this will do is it will try and find as much information as it possibly can about Timo. And it'll take a little bit of time. So while that's happening, I might actually show you what the code looks like. So, over here, CVS Paul Book stalk.pl. So in, oh, let's give ourselves some colorization. So I've actually got myself a little module called PJF Stalk Book, which handles a lot of the repetitive stuff. And blah, blah, blah. I've got a whole bunch of things we're going to try and find out about them, music and TV and gender and hometown, all this other sort of stuff. And this here is what your FQL looks like. Select all of my fields from user where UID equals friend. And my little module simply, and then down here I'm going to select all of their event stuff. So this is all the event information from event, where event EID in, and then here I'm selecting event members where my friends are going to it. So in other words, I'm finding all the events that my friends are going to. And then down here I'm doing the same thing, here where they're unsure, and here where they've not replied. And notice that Timo hasn't actually authorized my application here. This is just me being evil. And here I've got all their status messages from last fortnight, and I've got all the links they've posted, and blah, 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 and all this other sort of stuff. So all of these things, they look very much like standard bits of SQL, but they're for Facebook. Now, hopefully that's finished by now. Yeah, it has. Fantastic. And what this gives me is a page called timo.html, which should have appeared. Here we go. And we'll allow it to run JavaScript. Now, I do apologize for this. These are dumps in not JSON format, in YAML format. And Timo's got really boring stuff. Here we go. We can see the events that Timo's attended. So Timo's gone to a rainforest ride and a trip to the zoo and a creek ride, and Timo probably enjoys riding his bicycle. And these are things that he's both gone to and will be going to. Sorry, did I miss an event there? What did I miss? Oh, secret, yeah. Okay, you probably shouldn't see that one. Whose birthday party is that? Oh, Ian's. I didn't get invited. Oh, no, I did. That was years ago. You see, this was all the way back in 2008. You can actually... There's my birthday party down here. Thanks, Timo, for not going to my birthday party. See, events that Timo wasn't sure about. We can see events that Timo didn't reply to, which is like some of them. Status updates is not working at the moment. The API actually changed, so those things don't work right now. Links, we can see what Timo has linked to. The API change as well. So those give you... is I've used big hunches of FQL to essentially say, go out there, find all the events that all of my friends are going to, and then find the events which have lots of my friends going to them that I haven't been invited to, and then I can drop hints to those people to say, hey, I don't have anything happen, et cetera. Now, I am very, very sorry. I've only had a very small amount of time to talk to you about how to do programming in FQL and Facebook and Perl and everything. There will be 30 seconds left. Thank you very, very much.
Okay, we'll take some questions from the hall while the first lightning talk sets up.
Questions? I've got 30 seconds.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Any questions?
20 seconds left.
No pressure.
No questions. Excellent.
Any questions?
Oh, no, it's not actually CVS. All of my stuff is in Git, but my fingers are so used to typing CVS/blah. So if you actually look at what I've got there, or wherever it is,